My guest at this time is Washington State Republican Congressman Dave Ryker. He represents the Evergreen State's 8th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the latest efforts of the committee to get to the bottom of the scandal involving the IRS targeting conservative organizations as they applied for tax-exempt status. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, today, of course, the hearings focused on getting the testimony from leaders of the organizations affected. Previously, you'd talked to current and former leaders of the Internal Revenue Service itself. Most of what these folks had to say on Tuesday we already knew, but obviously they brought with it the personal, the emotional impact, and gave some more detail on what exactly they went through and what their issues were with it, both in terms of a personal level and terms of the freedoms that we ought to enjoy in this country. What did you find most striking in this?
Well, I think it's important to hear from. I view these folks as victims, as I've said on other radio shows. My past experience has been in law enforcement. I'm a 33-year sheriff's deputy and sheriff from King County in Seattle. So these people are victims, in my opinion. And what I found most striking in their testimony was the fact that they were just shocked, surprised, amazed. I don't know what other adjectives you could use to describe the feelings they had when the IRS came back with questions that some of them that we've heard asking about the content of prayers, asking about their family members and their personal activities, asking whether or not any members or associates of their organization were running for any office. They wanted to know all of their volunteers and what they do. They wanted to ask them to agree to give up their First Amendment rights in one case, and they were asking for so many minute details about their personal life. And in one case, if you watch the testimony, they were even asking the names of students who were in junior high. And so that's the thing that I think that when you watch Americans come in and testify in a hearing like this, and the government is prying into your life to the point that the IRS has done in this case, to hear it testified to verbally, out loud, by the people who were affected, who were the victims, was I think, absolutely striking today.
Did this happen to any groups that you know of in your district?
We are getting some who are calling in now. What's happened is, I think you heard in the testimony too today, that there are people who were afraid and still are afraid of coming forward. And so we're starting to get some, we've got two or three groups that have come to us, and what we've said is, hey, give us more information, get us some detail, get us some facts, and we're going to add them to the list. And I was also talking to one of the attorneys for the witnesses that appeared today, and just asking him how large he thinks this investigation might be, from his perspective. And he says that he's already got 25 clients and more are coming in at a pretty rapid rate. They're getting lots of phone calls asking for representation.
We're talking with Washington State Congressman and House Ways and Means Committee member Dave Ryker. And Congressman, the interesting thing, at least to this point in this investigation, is that it seems to be pretty much a bipartisan fury at the IRS, but that seems to have changed a little bit. Some are wondering why there weren't progressive groups who might have been targeted at this hearing, and the chairman pointed out that if any members had known of any, they certainly could have invited them, and that did not happen. Perhaps the clip getting the most attention today comes from your Washington State Congressman, Democrat Jim McDermott, who was a little less sympathetic, let's just put it that way, towards those who were testifying today.
We're talking about whether or not the American taxpayers will subsidize your work. We're talking about a tax break. If you didn't come in and ask for this tax break, you would have never had a question asked of you. You could go out there and say anything you want in the world. And I get the feeling that many of you and my Republican colleagues just don't believe, or you believe you should be free from political targeting, but that you should be free from any scrutiny at all.
How did you respond to that today, sir?
Well, you saw Paul Ryan was the speaker on our side who immediately followed Mr. McDermott.
Right.
You saw his response to that. Now, my response would be there's two points, really, that I think Mr. McDermott was incorrect in. One, and it was pointed out, too, by one of the witnesses, the 501c4 contributions are not tax deductible. So no one's looking for a tax deduction when they form the 501c4s. And people do expect to be held accountable. They expect to answer questions from the IRS regarding their status, but not to the degree that these folks testified to. And secondly, this is not about this is not about politics. What Mr. McDermott fails to really clearly understand here, and I think some of our Democrat colleagues sort of made similar comments today, was that this is an issue that's already been decided by the Supreme Court. This is the law of the land, and as I said in my one of my comments today, was that the Democrats may not be happy with the Supreme Court's decision in this area, but it is the law, just as some of us on the Republican side may not be particularly excited about the Supreme Court's decision as it relates to an individual's right to choose whether or not to buy health insurance. So these groups have operated under the law, under the current law. And the issue of the day is whether or not there were some criminal violations here that we should be exploring even further and determining whether or not somebody is going to be charged with a crime here. So there's no question that the IRS overstepped its bounds. Why in the world would Mr. Miller just leave his job, which I'm sure paid very well, if this is just a matter of poor customer service, and why would Ms. Lerner go on a leave of absence and take the Fifth and not testify? So I think today's hearing was a great opportunity for us to really gather more details. What I wanted to do at the end was get some more names of people, and Devin Nunes from California also took a similar tack, and we came up with additional names like Mitch Steele, Joseph Richards, Nancy Marks, Mr. Hare, Holly Paz, Robert Cho, Stephen Seabrook, and you know, Lois Lerner's name just keeps coming up over and over and over again. These are folks now we need to go to, and we need to start asking them some questions. Where did this all start? Who's responsible? This didn't just happen in Cincinnati. We learned today, too, it also happened in Salt Lake.
Well, Congressman, names is what you wanted the first time you spoke with Mr. Miller, and it sounds like today you've at least gotten the first steps down that road to find out where these different policies originated from. Thank you very much for your time today, and we look forward to checking back in with you as the investigation continues.
You're welcome.
Washington State Republican Congressman Dave Reichert, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.